Welcome to Raven Conversations. I'm Joe Seemandel, and today we are at Cobra Gold here on Camp Red Horse in Thailand, and I'm joined by Major Nathan Fry, who is with SOA 3 of the 161?
I am, sir.
But he is here actually supporting Cobra Gold, third Cobra Gold, which pretty impressive. This is only my first Cobra Gold, to talk about his experience here, share his guard story, plus also talk about you led our flood response in December. So he's going to share kind of his experiences. So I appreciate you coming on.
So I'm Major Nathan Fry. I am currently the executive officer for 3rd Battalion, 161st Infantry Regiment. As he said, this is my third Cobra Gold. I was able to do Cobra Gold a couple of years back with the CJ SOTF with our SOD pack. And then when I was active duty, I was also able to do it back in 2015. So that's a little bit, yeah.
So I think we all have kind of an interesting guard story. What's your guard story? How'd you learn about the guard?
So I was first a reservist in college, and I did the SMP program and then went active duty. But while I was in ROTC at the University of Washington, I met Jordan Villeneuve, who is also in the Washington Army National Guard. And then after my 4 years of active duty, I got out and went to law school. Graduated law school from the University of Washington, and Jordan Villeneuve met up with me and asked if I'd be interested to come back into the Guard. First, I thought he was joking. I kind of laughed at him. And then I thought about it. I had been completely out of the Army, and I decided, you know, this was too good of an opportunity to pass up, and decided to come back in.
How long was that break?
It was about 3 years.
Oh, wow. So you took 3 years away. A lot of people don't do that and then decide to come back. So.
That's right. And the opportunity was to go take command of a company and take them to Poland. And so I was able to go with 3 of the 161 to Poland, and no regrets. It's been a good decision.
No, that's good. So talk about what you're doing here on Cobra Gold, what the experience has been this time compared to previous times.
So here I'm serving as the CJ3 for the Land Component Command. So we have Singaporean, Royal Thai Army, Malaysian, Australian, all taking the land component sides, which we are trying in this exercise to expel an enemy force that has invaded an allied country. So it's putting a team together. It's getting all of your staff processes working. It's making sure that you understand interoperability with other nations and communicating their processes versus our processes and coming together to really get that teamwork so that you can fight this fight.
Yeah. And you guys are just a few tenths over from us. We've kind of been kind of going back and forth with you guys. And the nice part is it's all Washington Guard over there for the most part, right? Outside of a few other players.
So. That's right. So we do have a few augmentations from First Corps, but it's mostly National Guard. And this is a little more unique because this is bringing people from multiple units. So we have 96th Troop Command is taking lead. As you can see, I'm still 81st Brigade, and we had Colonel Hopkins was here as our commander to switch out with Colonel Barrow. So we've had a group that represents a broad base in the National Guard.
Right. So really, I think the biggest reason I wanted to have you on the podcast, so in December we had massive flooding in Western Washington. You got to lead the effort from really day one all the way through, right?
Yes, sir. I switched out with right before Christmas when they'd drawn down, but I led the main response that probably we've seen the social media pictures of the actual driving through the water, doing all that fun stuff.
Talk about that call, right? You're at home. It's just, you know, I think we stood up a task force in less than 24 hours. You get that call saying, hey, we need somebody to lead this. What was that like?
Oh, it was interesting because I heard the call for soldiers to report to Kent Armory. I texted my commander and asked if there was going to be a command and control requirement for the flood response. And he responded back that, yes, and you're leading it. And I was at work, I work as a King County prosecutor. And so I took the call, got ready, went home that evening, packed up my stuff, and came to Kent Armory. It's a unique experience because you're bringing not necessarily pure organic chains of command. So you have to find out who your people are, establish a chain of command, break it down by needs of the mission, and it has to happen fast.
Yeah.
So I'm very fortunate. Our full-time had a tentative plan that we were able to refine when we got on ground and execute. But it is a lot, and it has to happen quickly because you're responding to an emergency.
Yes, it is. So when you guys got on site up in Snohomish County at the Marysville Armory, What was that first day like? I know there was a lot of sandbag filling. There was a lot of like traffic control points for you specifically. What did that look like?
So we had our immediate response force that had taken the task before we were able to get on ground. So first it was a RIP, so a relief in place with that group that was already there. So I was very fortunate. Major Matt Davis, had served with me in 3 of the 161, and he was the person on ground, and he set me up for success. He got me tied in with the LNOs at our Emergency Operations Center, went through kind of the battle rhythm with our joint headquarters to figure out what was needed when and what missions were currently on ground. And then we actually had somebody from the Joint Force Headquarters who showed us how to use the system for tracking so that we had a common operating picture of where the missions were on the ground. So that first day was figuring out what was going on, getting our people. We had to get our people immediately in because they needed assistance with sandbagging, the given that there was anticipated greater amounts of flooding. So got people working through that entire night and started to assume those positions that the immediate response force had taken on.
Yeah. What were some of those like highlights for you guys as they were kind of going out?
I think that the response from the community was so great. Everybody came up saying thank you, happy to see us there to doing the mission that a lot of people, that's what they think of when they think of National Guard, is flood response is one of them. So seeing us out there, community response was great. There's also, I mean, we got a call very early in the morning to evacuate Burlington. And so we did knocking and we're able to evacuate multiple families and their pets from the house where they were safe. And so there's some pretty cool things that we were able to do as a part of this this response. And I think that these will be memories for those soldiers that participated forever. Because many of the soldiers, these are their communities they're returning to. And so they're helping their neighbors, their family, families, their friends. So pretty cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah. Any kind of lessons you can take back to the next guy that's going to be that guy in charge and says, hey, here's what I learned in 2025, you know?
I guess just be flexible because, again, you're not we're used to having a established chains of command. You're used to having an established battle rhythm of when things need to go where. So remaining flexible and to adjust to the needs of the mission and focus on making sure you have good liaison officers with the Emergency Operations Center, because the civilian folks want to use us but don't necessarily understand our capabilities. So that link, so that we can bring them, sell them what we can provide, and then they can request it from us so that we can get that quickly and be able to meet the needs on the ground for that emergency.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Any kind of anything else you want to add as we kind of close?
I'm very appreciative to be a part of the Washington Army National Guard and to have had the opportunity. This is my first state active duty. It was a wonderful opportunity to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the mission of the Guard that I think we all love and hold is being able to help Washingtonians. So I'm glad you got to experience that, and this was your first one. So appreciate you joining us and talking about it and sharing your story. And appreciate you having you in the Guard, too. Solid guy to work with. I learned that very quickly on the flood response. So appreciate that, Nathan. If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to know more about the flood response, we can definitely put some of that information in the notes. If you want to watch future videos, subscribe to the channel. And Nathan, I appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you, sir.